USDA Monday pegged Michigan corn planting at 42% complete, 11% ahead of the five-year average, and soybeans are now 29% planted, just below the average. In our first Channel Seed growing season update, Mitchell Parks, Bayer Crop Protection Representative, says the thumb region of Michigan has varied planting progress so far.
So the farther north you kind of go up into it, we're seeing pockets. We've got, I'd say we're ahead of the average. Things are looking pretty good. Guys were able to keep rolling and really avoiding majority of the rain that some of mid-Michigan and going farther south really got. As far as soybeans, guys are still rolling right into that as well. I know some farms are actually finishing up with corn, rolling right into beans. So I expect those to follow suit. As far as everything goes, sugar beets already planted up here at a pretty much everything is done, and those are starting to emerge, and everything's looking good.
He tells Matt planting this week should be rolling nicely. Crops that have emerged after early planting look good now, although farmers should be looking for disease.
My worry a little bit is certain to do with some cool season type diseases. So we had wet weather starting out. If anything was planted in early, it kind of sat in some cold, wet ground a little bit. So just want to keep an eye on any types of cool early season disease.
Hopefully your seed was treated seed going into the ground.
Yeah, so a lot of these early season type diseases, it's mostly going to be really controlled by seed treatment going on. So we're looking for really history in the field for any disease. Maybe if it's kind of had it in the past, anything like that. But it's really important to get a good seed treatment on those just to protect yourself for the year.
There are some still making applications in the fields, and Parks highly recommends using residuals.
Put down multiple residuals in the field, kind of layer it up, and effective modes of action for whatever pests you're going after and weeds.
Hear more in the full Matt and Channel Seed growing season update at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank.